Hi everybody, it's Frank. This is my first attempt at a sort of casual theater review using Audio Boo. So bear with me. It'll probably be lots of starts and stops and lots of ums and uhs. But I wanted to get down a few thoughts on the show I saw tonight, or which I saw most of, which is called Kalkwerk. It's based on a novel by Thomas Bernhard, who's an Austrian, very, you know, tortured and troubled Austrian, a director, Christian Lupa, a Polish director, who has a reputation for being really a great auteur, a great artist. He adapted, he designed, he directed this show. He's been written up in newspapers and journals around the world. He's just a major, major talent, somebody whose work I've wanted to see for quite a long time. And it was a great disappointment, I have to say. It's one of the only times I've left before the end of a show. I left after the second intermission. It was a four-hour show that I probably would have left after the first intermission. I was there with a friend of mine, my friend Ken Watt, who's a managing editor at PAJ at the moment, who's a PhD candidate with me at the or PhD student with me at the Graduate Center at CUNY, who's directed a lot of shows, had a considerable career. He's a very smart guy. I really respect his opinion. He's a good director. And we both just hated the show, and I think we're troubled at first by how much we were disliking it, but eventually we acknowledged it and decided to leave before the end, which, again, I never do. Anyway, it's a sort of meditation on madness and creation and pretentiousness, frankly, that maybe I would have liked better when I was 20. But it was as if you gave an undergraduate too much of a budget to do his first dream production of Wojciech or something. It was rather amateurish sound design, which was a lot of the show was built around. It was very self-important. The acting was only okay, not particularly committed. Nothing about the design stood out. It was self-serious and ponderous and pretentious. And we probably should have left sooner. That said, I'm sure there will be people who loved it. I imagine the Times review will hit in the next day or two. So, you know, maybe Ken and I just didn't get it or got it wrong or we're in the wrong mood to see it or whatever. But if you're going to see some work at the Lincoln Center Festival this summer, I don't recommend this. I have mentioned elsewhere, if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you know that I loved Arian Mnuchin's Les Éphémères. Please forgive my pronunciation of these various foreign language titles. Unfortunately, I missed the Hungarian production of Ivanov, which I heard was wonderful. I missed the Shenwei Dance Arts. Both of those things I would have liked to have seen. I'd love to see the upcoming Life and Fate, an important and until recently impossible to see Russian play, or the Peasant Opera from Hungary, or Boris Godunov from the Chekhov International Festival, or Piccolo Teatro de Milano's upcoming production of another Goldoni play, which is what they specialize in. Lots of good stuff. I'd say skip Kalkwerk, though. I was very disappointed with it. Okay, I'm going to leave it there for now. Maybe these things will get a little bit more formal as I go, or maybe I'll stop talking about theater altogether, even though it's what I usually end up talking about, and just talk about things like the guy at the gym I have a secret crush on, or you know, seeing or accidentally witnessing drug deals on my way home, or trying to determine who's a prostitute versus who's just hanging out outside the bar on Roosevelt Avenue in Queens again on my way home from the gym at night. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening, and have a good night.